When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Great future. We're talking real money.
Hey there. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Talking Real Money radio show, soon to be podcast. It's a multi-purpose gathering of financial information and education to help make you a better spender, saver, earner, investor, portfolio manager, maybe. And just trying to make all this stuff make sense because it's so blasted confusing. It really is too complicated for most of us to want to even deal with it. That's why we don't like talking about money. But we want you to talk about money with us here on the show. And our phone number is 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Now, I know we're on the radio in the Pacific Northwest. And it is what kind of a day, Tom?
It's now turning partly cloudy.
What is most of that
sunshine on my shoulders?
For those of you who aren't familiar with the Seattle area, the Pacific Northwest, we in the rest of the country go partly cloudy. Partly means a little bit of clouds, and you got a lot of sun. There, they talk about sun showers with an occasional sun shower, and I'm going, what does that mean? That means the sun's going to peek out for a second and splatter you with just a little bit of warm.
And that'll hold you over until late June. Yeah. Be okay.
So today, it's a beautiful day.
It is a nice day.
Cloudy skies.
Yeah,
and
it is.
That means people aren't locked in their houses.
People turn their attention to other matters. Yes, I give you that.
So that means you have the opportunity of a lifetime. Well, okay, maybe
get right in.
Maybe that's hyperbole a little, but you have an opportunity to call us at 855-935-8255. So do that, because we'd love to talk with you about all kinds of things, money. But I know we do spend an awful lot of time talking about retirement, but you need to spend an awful lot of time dealing with retirement, either earning the money to help you retire, and then saving that money, and then investing that money in the best way possible for your future. And for many of us, the best way possible is through an employer-sponsored 401k, 403b, or 457, despite their shortcomings, of which there are many.
But it is the easiest because it's a disciplined approach. You don't have to do anything, right? It comes out of your paycheck.
It's lovely.
In fact, I don't know that I was really much of a saver until I went to work somewhere where they had a plan. They said, you really should sign up for this and go away. I mean, it worked great.
It sneaks
and it got
out.
A match.
It's like, I didn't even notice it went away.
I know. You didn't know it was there, and it's saved and it's invested. But the issues around the plans are, as Don said, many. One of them is the costs, which, frankly, when you see something, we just looked at a 401k plan where the average mutual fund cost was about 1.3%, which is outrageous in a world where you can go buy an exchange traded fund that holds a global basket of stocks for what, 0.13 or whatever.
Well, I mean, it's actually below 0.1.
And then you read the stuff about these plans, and of course, people defend themselves. The people that run them say, "Well, a small plan, it's expensive to run." Which I could see on the administration side.
On the administration side, but not on the fund side,
because you go buy any fund you want.
Yeah, but it's usually on the fund side, the fees are usually high because of a relationship.
I see.
That
you're
somebody
saying like
has with
a golfing
a
thing
mutual
or
fund company.
Nice day
or,
like
yeah,
today. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah. And the other bad news is only half of private sector U.S. workers are covered by an employer retirement plan at any given time. So that means half of the folks that are working don't have a plan. They got to either do it on their own. They got to find another way to save. It's less than ideal. But the cost, Don, the cost.
The cost. That's exactly what bothers me, is that the according to an article in the New York Times just recently, they found that the small plans had an average cost of well over 1% per year.
That's the administrative, or that's the funds?
That's the,
I think that was the fund
costs. Yeah. Right, the investments, which means they're being lazy because
really?
They yeah. could, as fiduciaries, they should go out and get less expensive investments, but they're not doing it, in large part because I don't think they know any better, but it also is a little bit of lazy and some of that relationship stuff. We're going to talk more about this in a minute. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
It's the real money that you really have to deal with, and you can't just hide under a rock somewhere. You've got to do it. And when it comes to preparing for retirement, the one thing you've got to do is, if you have a 401k, check it out carefully. Don't just sign up and do it. Don't just take the first thing they tell you to put your money into. Don't just accept that the fees are the fees, particularly those of you who work for a smaller employer. The fees, the administrative fees are one thing. Those are tough to negotiate. Those are tough to shop. But when it comes to the investment fees, Tom, those are easier for your employer to change.
They should have actively managed funds if they believe those are important to you. They should have passive or index funds. They should have target date funds. Oftentimes, the right choice for many is to just put it in that one choice, target date 20, 50, 55, whatever is close to your retirement age. Then you don't have to think about it, right? That money just goes in. It's being balanced for what they believe your ratio between risky and less risky things should be. They're doing that as the money comes in. You don't have to worry about it. It's taken care of. And generally, that is a lower cost alternative. Generally.
And
again, you got to pay attention.
One thing you can do, too, is if you look at your plan, and this applies to 403s and 401s and 403s, and you see that you don't have a choice of low-cost products from companies like Vanguard or Schwab or Fidelity or
iShares.
iShares or Avantis or whomever it might be, if you have a good relationship with your employer, and I hope you do, you should be able to go to them and go, "Hi, Mr. Mrs. Employer, you have a responsibility to give us better options."
Isn't the employer a fiduciary?
They are fiduciaries. They are not where the broker they hire may not be.
No, that's right.
The employer is absolutely held to a fiduciary standard. And so you really could, in a nice way, ask them to please look at some other options and remind them that maybe the person with whom they're talking is not acting in their best interests, because the Department of Labor is having a real tough time making brokers act in retirement plan participants' best interests.
Let's just go out and say it right now. That's not going to happen.
Well, and the other thing is that right now most people don't get good information about what's in the account, what the fees are and the like. And this cracked me up from this article in the New York Times, that in 2022,
Yeah.
Congress directed the Department of Labor to look at ways to improve 401k plan information, including how to understand fees. When's its report due to Congress? Now, they were asked in 2022 to do this.
2025. That's just a guess.
They have until 2025. Oh, okay.
That just seemed right. 3 years, sure. Yeah, okay.
However, I did
learn. At which time it'll be out of date, of course, because things have changed.
However, I did discover that the Department of Labor mans a hotline that you can call to for help understanding your fees.
And now, for those of you in the education field, there's a website, too, right, where you can go get a review of your 403B.
Yeah,
403B-wise.
But let me give you this number.
Yeah, go. Call.
It's 866-444-3272. 866-444-3272. And if you didn't get that, listen to the podcast next week.
866-444-3272. Operators are standing by.
They have advisors who will help you understand the fee structure of your 401k.
Okay,
that's
so you're
nice.
Part of the 50% of America working, but they do not have a plan at work. Now what?
Then you're in trouble. Then you have to do an IRA or a Roth IRA.
What about this new thing that we've been hearing, the Otto IRA?
You're
not
hearing
O-T-T-O.
About that because they just passed it in Washington.
Yeah, in Washington, they think they just signed it or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know how it works.
19 states are in the process of doing this. And what it is, it's a law that requires employers to take automatic withdrawals from your paycheck and put them into the IRA of your choice.
That's managed somewhere.
It's
not a company.
Somewhere else. It's not a company
plan.
You set up your own IRA, and your company has to pull money out of your paycheck.
Okay.
And automatically send it every paycheck to this IRA. Now, that will probably encourage more people to fund an IRA because it comes out without thinking about it. The only problem is you have to think about it to get them to do it.
Yeah, and in an IRA, you can only take out, $7,000 a year.
Right.
And then if you're really old, over 50.
Or anything.
If you're over 50, you can take another $1,500? I always forget the
dollar. Well, no. Let's see.
This year,
it's $7,000 to an IRA with an additional $1,000, I believe.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Please don't get mad at me if I don't have that perfect.
Hold on.
But that's the key because as 401k plan, you can take out $24,000. I think $24,500.
Yeah, how many people make that much money?
Well, okay, but the point is you could save more if you wanted to in a 401k than you could in an IRA, that's all. But literally, if you don't have a plan at work, can you just go in and say, look, I want to be in the auto IRA program?
Yep.
And they got to do it?
Yep.
Wow.
At least that's the way I read the law. Now,
okay.
It just passed in Washington.
Yeah,
and
that's a big deal.
It's being instituted in a total of 19 states.
Okay.
But different iterations of it. And by the way, yes, it's 8,000 over 50.
Okay. So it's 1,000 for the catch-up.
The catch-up contribution.
Not the stuff you put on the hot dog.
Not spelled that way.
You put ketchup on your hot dog?
No. No, 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 no.
No?
No.
Mustard only?
No. Hot dogs.
Nothing?
It is a law.
Yeah?
It is a law that only mustard goes on hot dogs, and the spicier, the better.
I tried to talk my grandson out of it last. Dude, you don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
I know.
That's all he'd have.
What is it? They are
I tried to show him. I know.
And they are from Germany.
Mustard and a little bit of sweet relish. Right,
they put, no, I'm sorry. Ooh, no.
Oh, I'm bad too now, huh?
Unless we're in Chicago or something, where then you got to put.
I like Chicago.
Peppers and cucumber and tomatoes and onions and celery, salt.
We are talking about a hot dog here,
we're talking about in
not
Chicago, yeah.
Veggie sandwich.
But no ketchup, mustard.
Yeah, mustard is recognized as a thing you should. But anyway, we
did we digress again?
Slightly.
Yeah.
Can't remember where we were.
Do it every once in a while. I haven't had a good hot dog in the
I had one last night, but it wasn't good. Okay, but here's the thing. So,
actually, bratwurst sounds better.
It does. You should be saving into a plan if you're at work, if you have one.
Oh, not too much. Here's an add-on. Talk about 401ks.
here's the thing. And if you have a match, you should be saving at least up to the match, even if the funds are lousy, because that's free money, at least, okay?
Yep. Because,
and then if you're not...
Because here's what you can do. Save up to the match.
Yeah.
Get the free money. Put the money in whatever the best investment option they have.
Best of the worst, yeah.
And then if you want some other stuff, either put it in an IRA, buy it through an IRA, or even buy it through a taxable account in an ETF.
Yeah, there you go. But you got to do something.
You got to do it. Oh, yeah. Too many people are doing nothing. And if there's any message that we can share with you, it's that you need to save and invest money if you want to retire comfortably, period.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Please feel free to stop by. Well, not stop by, but call by at 855-935-8255. 855-935-TALK. Now, does what you pay in your 401k make that big a difference in how much you have at retirement? Well, the folks at the New York Times actually got together with a company called Rebalance, and they took a hypothetical situation. Hypothetical situation. We have a 20-year-old who saves in her 401k. She contributes 6% of her salary. She makes $75,000, and she gets a 3% match, a 50% match from the employer, and retires at age, well, I'm going to say 70. I'm just going to use 70 because that's really more like where you should.
Oh, you're going to be one of those guys. You guys just keep working.
I'll say 65. Let's do 65. And what they did is they put 401ks into three fee categories. This is very interesting, too.
Yeah, it is.
Because according to their calculations, a low fee 401k
is
1.25% per year.
That's all in.
Yeah, it's all in.
That's administrative, fund expense, et cetera.
A medium is 2% per year. And a high is 3% per year.
Okay, just to stop you there, do you know what we're paying? I don't think I know.
No, I don't think I know, and I'm feeling kind of badly.
I think I should find that out.
Knowing that, and I am going to look that up next week after reading this article.
I mean, I know what my fund expenses are. Yes, but do you know who pays the administrative fees?
Does the company
pay? See, now, when we had our old plan, we used to pay for the employees.
The company paid it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know today. Vestry paid it. Yeah. I would be willing to bet that Apollo pays it, but I don't know that.
I don't know.
So our expenses all in may be in that 0.3, 0.4% range.
Oh, wait a minute. The funds are more than – the funds are 0.2 or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, then
so it would be more than the 0.3.
Well, wait. Well,
no, I'm saying with the administrative fee.
With the administrative fee. No, but I'm saying but we should be 0.2, 0.3 if they're paying the administrative fee.
Yeah,
but we're going to find
low out.
But typically, these are typical numbers.
Those fees sound kind of high.
Because that's pretty typical. Fees run high because most companies don't do a lot of shopping for the best deals. So if you have a low fee... Let's go to the high fee. Let's start with the 3%.
Okay.
If you have a high fee at age 65, you're going to have about $750,000 at retirement.
This is with the method you set up before.
The 3%.
How much you're putting away. What's the rate of return?
Did they put in a rate of return 6%?
By the way, I have an idea. Maybe you'll like this. Should we call the boss and ask him right now?
It assumes an annual return. They use
of what?
It's a balanced portfolio. It's 80% equities. Oh, it's a glide path. Starts from 80% equities, 20% bonds to 60% equities, 40% bonds.
Goes down.
And it assumes an annual return of 11.4 on the equities. That's actually the return for U.S. equities from 1950 to 2023.
Wow.
And a 5.3% for bonds over that same period.
So generous.
Very generous.
Can I ask a question real quick?
But it's apples to apples, so.
Yeah, is there, can we call the boss on his cell phone right now and ask him who pays the fees?
He's not going to know.
Oh, he'll.
Will he know?
Oh, he'll know. He's one of those. Yeah, Jim will know.
He's a money guy. All right, yeah, so highest fee, 70. You got about $750,000.
$750,000.
Yeah, three quarters of a million.
Right. Okay, just making it simple. People are driving down the road.
At age 65, you have just under, with the 2%, you have just under $1.4 million.
Wait, so that's twice almost as twice as much.
Yeah, or 1% less.
Wow.
If you only paid the 1.25, which we still think is too high,
yeah,
you have about $2.2 million.
Now that is three times more.
How much difference?
And length of time, and all those years of compounding.
A fee makes over all
crazy.
Of those years. That's for her. That's for this hypothetical person. That's 37 years.
Maybe he texts us back rather than putting him on the air.
He's not listening.
Yeah, he's a text. He's a texter.
But he's not a listener.
But he respond. If I text him and ask him, he might just respond.
855-935-TALK is our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
We love to spend our Saturday afternoons with all of you here on the Talking Real Money show, and then that becomes the Talking Real Money podcast on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And our phone number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And we just had someone on the line, and they just went away, leaving it.
Yeah, but we got answers from other people.
You mean questions?
No, answers. Remember I said, should we find out from the boss who's paying the freight in our plan?
Okay, wait a minute. What did I say? He wouldn't know, didn't I?
I believe if you did, I believe. Because I wrote him.
I said,
I didn't
he's
call
not going to know.
He probably would have answered had I called, but I sent him a text. I said,
well,
hey, discussing
better. That's probably better.
A little kinder. Discussing 401ks on show, who pays admin expenses in our plan, the company or the employee? Which is something we were just telling you. Yada know, right? Yada know what you're paying.
Yada know.
And you said, actually, you kind of deflect. You said nobody know. You won't know that. But then you said, but Jim might know because he's a numbers guy.
Yeah,
or money guy.
He is a numbers guy.
He is a guy. He is that guy.
Yeah, he is that guy.
So I wrote him. I wrote him that note, and he wrote back to his credits. Getting kind of late in the afternoon on the East Coast, but he said, I imagine it's a split between the two, but I'd have to look for the details. He doesn't know.
Jim, a lot of help that was.
It's our chance to get even in a public arena.
We always have that chance because we have a public show.
That's true. But we don't use it. But that's fascinating to me that he doesn't
know. We don't know our own strength.
Finally, some power. But we should know that, frankly. Yeah. So anyway, sorry that we don't.
Yeah.
We should.
Well, all right. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. Just like Jason did. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hello,
it's
sir.
It's the Tesla Bowl.
Tesla Bowl! I'm so glad you called.
How is that big plate of crow?
Are they bringing the cyber trucks in there and carving them up for lunch? How are they doing that? The 3,000 they recalled
I deserve all this.
You deserve every bit of it.
Actually, we're just getting warmed up. I got a lot more Tesla stuff. I can pick on Tesla more than Taylor Swift can pick on former lovers, so I'm ready to go.
The future long term is still bright, but the short term there's going to be some pain. I will grant you that.
Okay.
But, no, wait. Anyway, have been some pain.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Tesla Bull. What's up today?
Well, I just wanted to get your both your opinion on, if we're going to actually potentially see interest rate hikes this year. I'm already starting to hear that may happen. I know they've already kind of cooled their jets on the cuts, but I'm already hearing that there could potentially be a hike in 2024. And then just what in general, if you think the whole AI play has kind of gotten a little too hot, and if we're going to start seeing AI come down significantly in the next, quarter or two.
I'm going to answer the first part because I'm not going to have to answer it. I got a great article from Jason Zweig in the Wall Street Journal who's writing about the bond market yesterday. And he says, repeat after me. This is a direct quote from Jason.
Is that what he said? Repeat after me?
Repeat after me. He said, no one Not even the Fed can reliably forecast interest rates or the Fed's actions. I love that. Even the Fed can't say, hey, here's what's likely to happen, because we don't know. Right. Don?
Data dependent.
Yeah, I absolutely 100% agree. I would be I don't believe in making myself look foolish by making a prediction that although I should. I've said this for years. I should just make predictions, because when people get them wrong, they forget about your bad predictions.
Well, you get publicity too.
And, yeah, and you get a lot of publicity attention when you're right, sure, but you don't get any when you're wrong. You should get negative publicity like crazy when you're wrong, but you don't. So I should be guessing, but I got to tell you, if I was forced to say, Don, make a prediction, I would say nothing's going to happen with interest rates.
Nothing?
Nothing so in
no
the near
change.
Term.
No. No cuts, no raises.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing, because inflation's not out of control. It's not low.
No, I still think 3 point whatever is pretty reasonable.
It's above target. It's above target, but yeah, if inflation heated up, like to you know, a 6% rate or something ridiculous, then the Fed's going to act. I mean, they're going to. Let's look at
the bigger picture. This is April 2024. There's this little election coming up in November, and you know the Fed, while saying they're not political, they're going to be pretty careful between now and then, because they don't want to mess with things and have people say, "Wait, look what you did for fill in the blank."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we don't know what's going to happen, and we don't predict, and we're terrible at it. And Jason, if anyone should have learned that predicting is impossible, dude, it should be you. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future. Results may vary.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're the real money talking duo. I'm Don, that's Tom, and you look like you're just dying to say something before we go to the next caller.
Yeah, just Jason really quickly, because even if we knew the direction of interest rates, what would we do with that information? Even if I knew they're going to do X on a certain date, what would I do? That's the question, I think, for most people. Like, well,
that's true.
Okay, what do I do with that information?
What would you do with that information?
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
you can't
not sure
really
I know
trade
it.
On it.
I guess you can. I mean, because if you know interest rates are going to go down, I mean, you know, there's going to be some capital appreciation in a particular type of bond or bond fund. I mean, you could play that.
You think it.
That could change.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we can think anything we want, but the things that we know, we should realize that there are things that are unknowable, and the future is probably right at the top of that list.
Other than you and the silver bullet right outside my house, that I can know.
855-935-TALK is the telephone number to call. And you can call us every Saturday live here on the show. Or you can send questions in at TalkingRealMoney.com, too. But Sue called. She's right there. Hey, Sue, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. Yeah, I have a quick question for you. I'm retired. I have an IRA, and I have to make a distribution every year. My question is, how can I go about saving the tax that I pay on my IRA? Is there some place to put that distribution so the tax is less? Or, you know, what gives?
Okay, so there's a couple things. So you mean you don't need the required minimum distribution for your own to pay your bills?
No.
So if you want to be charitably inclined, well, no, if you want to be charitably inclined,
then you can get out of your retirement. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You could do what's called a QCD, qualified charitable distribution, that you're giving the money directly to a charity, and then you don't pay tax on it.
Right. So I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. We have lots of clients who do that. Sure.
Okay. So give me an example of a charity.
Well, I mean, this takes in most, you know, registered charities are going to be on the list. I mean, unless they're, you know,
it's
not properly registered.
It's any 501c3 can with the government. Do it, but to set it up, they probably need to have done it before. But, I mean, I would ask you, what charities are you passionate about?
That's the problem. There's a few out there, but I want to make sure that they're legit.
Oh, that's easy enough to figure out. There are a couple of services. There's Charity Navigator. ProPublica now does it.
Yeah, ProPublica, reports, I've seen there.
Great reports on charities and how they use their money. So there are research tools out there that aren't that difficult to master. You can just type into a web browser, look up charities. And GuideStar is the third one. There's GuideStar.
Ah, forgot that one. Yeah.
Charity Navigator and ProPublica. They all look at the reports that these charities file with the IRS. But generally speaking, if you have something about which you are passionate and you know the charity, the local charity, you can go to them and ask for their 990 and just get the reports and make sure. But odds are, like an animal shelter, somebody's passionate about animals. Most of the animal shelters that actually take in animals and things, they're pretty legit. United Way, they're a pretty legit charity. American Cancer Society, they're a legit charity. There's just the Boy
Museum
Scouts.
Museum of Flight.
Yeah, the Boys Club. I used to give tons of money to the Boys and Girls Club because they just do such great things with kids. So, and I know they're a legit charity, but there are tens of thousands.
Sure.
Of charities. And
So for the distribution, if I give that away to a charity, I pay no tax on it?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Wow. How can I? Nobody's told me that before.
Well, you don't hear it a lot. I mean, it's not discussed readily, but that's a way to avoid the tax and to help others.
It's a powerful way to do it.
Yeah, really is. It takes a little work.
Yeah. But I'm paying quite a bit in tax
on
that
distribution. Yeah, you can totally avoid it.
Good.
And make your charity, make some charity incredibly happy. And a lot of people whose lives might be better for it.
Yeah, or dogs, as you said, or cats.
So like paralyzed veterans?
Yep.
Sure, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, next question. Can I give a little bit to each?
Yes.
Or does it have to be a whole amount?
No. Nope.
Oh, I can divide it up.
You can.
Oh, perfect. Because I like the veterans organizations. I have two. There's the disabled and then there's the paralyzed.
So here's the way this is going to work. Yeah. I mean, just to interrupt you. So here, what happens is wherever your money's custodianed, you work with them. For example, if your money was at Charles Schwab, you tell Schwab, I want to give this much to this charity. I want to, and this is to satisfy my 2024 required minimum distribution. Schwab actually sends you the checks, and then the checks go from you to the charity, but they're made out to the charity.
Yeah,
that
they're
way
made out to the charity. That way you've never
confusion.
Taken possession.
Right. Not your money, it's the charity's.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Wells Fargo?
Yeah, they'll do the same thing, of course. Yeah.
They'll do it too?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Oh, you guys are great. I just found your program. This is the second time I've listened to you because I'm usually doing something else. And today I was home, so I started, you know, I was just listening to the radio, and I heard you too. You're fun to listen to, by the way.
Thank you.
The way you argue back and forth.
Yeah, well.
That's not arguing. That's discussing.
Okay. I used the wrong word.
No, he's joking. He's actually arguing with you because he's annoying.
That's
just annoying. This is what he does. He corrects people.
Financial funnery. Come on.
He corrects people in the name of humor, which some people don't get, like me. I don't get it.
A lot of them don't. A lot of them think, what in the world is that?
By the way, Sue, I just looked up the disabled American veterans at Charity Navigator, and they get a 100% rating.
Wow, that's awesome.
100%. 100%. Four-star charity rating.
Because they look at things like how much of the money that comes in actually goes to the people that need it. They look at all that, sort of the management thereof. Yeah.
Okay, that was another question I was going to ask. I want to make sure it goes to the place I want it to go to and not to administrative fees.
Right.
There you go.
You know, so
that's the kind of thing the Charity Navigator and the like tell you. They tell you when they get a 100% score, that means that very little of the money goes to administration and most of the money ends up in the hands of those who need it.
Okay. Now, okay, boy, questions keep popping up in my mind. Another one I was thinking, there's an organization that, what is it? They build homes for veterans.
Have
you heard of it?
Build homes for veterans.
Not the one that Jimmy Carter's associated with.
No, that's Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, I don't know the one that builds. And by the way, while Don's looking that up, Sue, you may or may not know this. You're listening to a live program. But we have a podcast, so anytime you want to hear us, anytime you're feeling lonely, like I got to hear from Tom, you can go listen to the Talking Real Money podcast, which is available on all podcast services. And guess what? We have like 2,000 of them or something, so you're never going to run out of podcasts.
Oh my gosh.
You can listen to those anytime you like. Easier than the radio because the radio, as you said,
I think you're thinking
got other
of
things.
Homes for Our Troops. And Homes for Our Troops gets a 98% score, which is still an excellent, excellent score. So you're picking some good charities.
Well done, Sue.
And again, go to Charity Navigator and just type in the names of charities or even causes, and it will help you find good charities. It's a great tool. Thanks for the call.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Wow, this is actually pretty cool, Tom. I'm going through Charity Navigator because I haven't looked at it in years, and they've really remade themselves. They even have they have curated lists of charities. They have one called Where to Give Now, and it basically says it'll give you a list of where you can send help where it's needed most. Right now, at
that's
this
fascinating.
Point in time,
yeah.
And let's see. One of them is the humanitarian crisis in Israel and Gaza, humanitarian assistance to Sudan, wildfires, crisis in Ukraine. It's fascinating.
People that are in need at this exact moment.
At this time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What a cool tool.
I'll be putting my palm out this week, not for money for me, but for the memorial scholarship in my son's name, because his birthday comes up a week from yesterday. So
yeah, that's right. Tom has a charity.
Yeah. We've almost done 100 grand through that now since he's been gone. It's pretty
good. And this is scholarships for soccer players?
No. Anyone, any students. It's the Monroe Public Schools scholarship. So, yeah.
So it's all Monroe...
Yeah,
Washington Public Schools.
Yep, correct.
And
One to a young guy and a young gal every year. So it's
a memorial
nice.
For
expensive.
Tom's son who was killed in a terrible accident many years ago.
God, it's 17 years this fall.
17 years ago.
Hard to believe. Yeah. Anyway, so. I think what Sue is, it's not only admirable, it's smart. If you're going to be charitable, that's the way to do it. Because if you take the money in, from anything, and then you pay tax on that for whatever, and you hand it out to somebody. Well, that doesn't make, if you can do it from a pre-tax, total sense.
Plus, you're helping people while you're still alive.
I love
where
that,
you can
too.
Feel like, you know, you get the feeling. There's a nice, warm feeling that goes from,
hugely, helping
somebody.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
You get that while you're alive, because really, after you're dead, are you going to care that much?
The feelings won't be as much.
Yeah, they're not as
unlikely.
Good. They're not as strong. If you need a little help from your friends, and you hope that friend is somebody in the financial services industry who's going to talk with you honestly, who's going to give you answers to your questions that aren't tainted, or at least try not to be tainted by
conflicted.
Personal conflicted interests, we have for very, very many years, both at Vestry and at Appella Wealth, with whom we work now, helped people with quick problems, you know, things that are in under an hour. We're not going to manage your money for free because that's
stupid,
that's
not entirely
idea.
True. Because we do, we'll take
long.
Anybody's portfolio and
you
we'll review
long.
It
yeah.
and we'll walk through it. And then we'll talk about general planning stuff.
All right.
So it's more than that. But
and,
yeah,
and it's
sure.
so easy to do. All you have to do is go to talkingrealmoney.com, and then there's a button there that says meet an advisor. And you set up an appointment at your convenience, and Tom, because he is a cruel taskmaster, will crack the whip and make those advisors
show up. Oh, I wish I was.
Yeah.
I wish I was. Damn
no,
it.
Actually, here's how it works. If they say, I don't want to do it, Tom goes, all right, I'll do it. What? I'm not doing it.
No, you're doing it.
No,
I'm just
not.
Saying you got it because we're almost out of time. So talkingrealmoney.com, click on meet an advisor.
Yeah you're that. Telling me to finish it
time,
out. Yeah,
basically.
Plus,
yeah,
you'll find
sorry.
All kinds of other great stuff there. So it's a really great resource. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on meet an advisor, or just explore talkingrealmoney.com.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast were current on the date recorded. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends that are based on current market conditions constitute our judgment and are subject to change without notice, including any forward-looking estimates or statements which are based on certain expectations and assumptions.
Although information and opinions given have been obtained from or based on sources believed to be reliable, no warranty or representation is made as to their correctness, completeness, or accuracy.
Information presented on the podcast is not personalized investment advice from Appella Wealth. The views and strategies described may not be suitable for everyone.
This podcast does not identify all the risks, direct or indirect, or other considerations which might be material to you when entering any financial transaction.
Past performance does not guarantee future results, and profitable results cannot be guaranteed. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. The podcast is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Wealth, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Please see Appella Wealth's ADV Part 2A on our website for information regarding Appella's fees and services.
Appella Capital, LLC, DBA Appella Wealth, is an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm only transacts business in the states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration with the SEC or any state securities authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Appella does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing either stated or implied here should be inferred as providing such advice. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and important disclosure related to performance of any specific index or fund quoted in this podcast. Oh, I think I need a nap.